last evening, the Santa Fe Consolidated Local Schools held their monthly Board of Education meeting that was held in the High School Media Center that began at 5 p.m. Superintendent Adam Putoff provided an overview of the purpose behind the strategic plan process and provided a timeline for completion. The process will include focused listening sessions, open listening sessions for all community members, which will be held on Sunday, October 20th at 7 p.m. and Wednesday, October 30th at 7 p.m. in the High School Commons for both those meetings. We'll also be providing a Google form to parents, staff, students, and community members to share feedback on specific questions to support the development of the strategic plan for the district. The goal is for the strategic plan to be completed and presented at the March Board of Education meeting. He also noted that the Mercer County Professional Learning Conference will be held on Monday, October 7th for all teachers, so there is no school on Monday, October 7th for all students. Treasurer Jen Bruns provided an overview of fiscal year 25 permanent appropriations, discussed our student success and wellness plan, and provided an update on pay school usage. The board approved the following donations: $250 from the community club to boys basketball, $1,000 from the Mercer County Civic Foundation to girls golf. We're very appreciative of all donations. The board approved 2025 DPIA and student wellness and success plan for the district as attached. The board approved student activity budgets and purpose statements along with fundraisers requested forms for the 24-25 school year as follows: the National Honor Society Fall Flower Sales, High School Cheerleaders, Little Skins Cheer Camp, Sale of Athletic Programs, and Basketball Halftime Three-Point Shooting, Spanish Club, Basketball Coat Check. The board approved the following transfer of funds: $100,000 from General Fund to the Servants Fund, and $300,000 from the General Fund to the Permanent Improvement Fund. The board approved the contract with the Montgomery County ESC for the Educational Assessment Team for the 24-25 school year. The board also approved FMLA for Mary Jo Delsai, effective August 19, 2024. The board approved a list of athletic hires for the 24-25 school year, which include for baseball, Mike Gass, head coach, Kyle Kunk, varsity assistant, Alex Dahman, JV baseball, Derek Wilker, freshman baseball, and then volunteers, Brad Hillsman, Joe Worms, and Adam Timmerman. Related to track, Matt Toby was approved for head track coach. Carmen Fortcamp, assistant, Mitchell Schultze, assistant coach, Mark Toby, assistant coach. Nathan Helmstetter was approved for the middle school track head coach, and his assistants are Alex Hemmelgarten, Chase Littmer, and Aaron Hemmelgarten. The board also approved 2025 permanent appropriation resolution at the fund object level for the general fund and the fund level for funds as attached to total appropriations in the amount of $15,061,586.08, and also approved the amended official certificate of estimate resources for the 2025 as well. The board did enter into executive session to consider the appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, demotion, or compensation of an employee of the school district, and there was no action that was taken following the executive session. The next board meeting is scheduled for Monday, October 14th at 7 p.m. in the High School Media Center. Go Skins!